With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Senate Republicans plan to launch a full and robust debate this week on an election integrity bill. Here's Bernie Bennett.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune is planning a talkathon on the Senate floor for an indefinite period of time, though it won't officially be the talking filibuster that President Trump has suggested. Republicans plan to hold the floor for days, if not weeks, to pressure Democrats. Thune said on the Senate floor Thursday, quote, "I can guarantee that we are going to put Democrats on the record." The president has said he won't sign any other legislation until this bill, known as the Safeguard American Vote Eligibility or Save America Act, is passed. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The president venting on social media.
In several lengthy late-night posts, the president expressed anger and frustration about several subjects and people. He raged against the U.S. Supreme Court for its decision last month overturning his tariffs, writing that Chief Justice John Roberts is completely inept. He also complained about the federal judge who blocked a probe of the Fed chair, calling him wacky and nasty, and proclaimed that media outlets should face charges of treason for their coverage of the Iran war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
3,800 workers on strike.
Union representatives say the strike at Swift Beef Company in Colorado is one of the largest since the 1980s. About 3,800 workers at the plant in Greeley hit the picket line Monday. The union says 99% of the workers voted to authorize the strike, seeking higher wages and better health care. One issue the union cites: the company charges many workers more than $1,000 each to pay for their safety equipment. Meanwhile, Swift Beef owner JPS USA says it complies with labor and employment laws, and any employee who doesn't strike will have work and be paid.
And this is SRN News. Well, don't look now, but a lot of kids these days are using AI chatbots. Here's Michael Harrington.
About two-thirds of all American kids ages 13 to 17, according to the latest from the Pew Research Center. Critics say that's a problem. While teens say they mostly use the chatbots to help them with schoolwork, research indicates that a lot of them are also turning to them for advice about serious life issues, the kind of thing they ought to be taking up with their parents or their pastor. Some bots have also been enabled to provide, quote, erotic content to their users. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitism surging around the world. A fire at the entrance to a synagogue in the Dutch city of Rotterdam early Friday morning. A week ago, a bomb was set off outside a synagogue in Belgium. And in the United States, just last week, of course, a man drove his truck into a Jewish house of worship near Detroit. SRN News. A recovering American skiing star may not be hanging up her skis just yet after all. Here's Geffen Coolbaugh.
Lindsey Vonn hasn't completely shut the door on ski racing again. The 41-year-old, who is recovering from a serious downhill crash at the Milan Cortina Olympics, is still trying to figure it all out. She said in a social media post Sunday that, quote, "Only time will tell. Please stop telling me what I should or should not do. I'll let you know when I decide," end quote. Vonn is on the mend after a complex tibia fracture in her left leg when she crashed in her Olympic downhill run February 8th. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Triple-digit temperatures in Major League Baseball and spring training in Arizona. It is getting a little on the warm side, officials say, for the next few days. Highs 100 to 106. More details, srnnews.com.